What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
It's time now to take a look at another classic song lyric on today's edition of The Lyrics The Thing with Paul Harrington. And they don't get much more classic than these opening lines. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. James Taylor's Fire and Rain. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. Very, very powerful opening line, isn't it? You know, it really is a classic, and in its folk rock genre, and very much, you know, pretty much across the board, as you say, they don't come much more classic than Fire and Rain. And I was scanning through all the various, lists of greatest songs of all time, and it represents itself very, very well. But just to follow on from that line, which is the next line, Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. That's the next line. And that's referring to, rather tragically, to the suicide of a longtime close friend of Taylor's. And that was a lady called Suzanne Schnur. And initially, I wasn't sure what the plans were. But those first four lines, they really kind of refer to the fact that the news of her death was kept from him by a close circle of friends of hers and friends of James Taylor's, because they thought it best not to tell him, because he was just after really signing his first major record deal with Apple Records, signed by Paul McCartney. This was a huge deal, as you know, introduced, I think, by Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon days. But he was in London recording his debut album, and they thought that this would affect his work. And they wanted to, you know, for better or for worse, they wanted to let him enjoy the experience. But it was 6 months later when he eventually was told of the tragic event, hence just yesterday morning.
And the plans they made, that line fed into an early rumour that his promoters, as a surprise, had arranged to fly Suzanne, so-called girlfriend, to a concert of his, but that she died in a plane crash, and hence the lines, sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground. But it wasn't true at all.
Not true, all completely untrue. And you know, imaginations were running riot, and there was people piecing together the lines like Sweet Dreams, because that was a Patsy Cline song and she died in a plane crash. So it was, people were putting two and two together and getting 12, you know. But firstly, the Flying Machine that he's referring to is the name of his first band. That ended acrimoniously, and you know, in his estimation, it was a real failure. And I suppose you could say in pieces on the ground. But there's a great biography called Long Ago and Far Away, written by, he was an editor-in-chief of Billboard magazine, but his name escapes me at the moment. But he talks about, James Taylor talks to him about regretting saying the plans they made, because he felt the inference was, Suzanne's parents were being implicated by that. But what he was really talking about was God's plan, the fates, or the grand scheme of things. Now, there are small elements of ambiguity, as there are in lots of songs. And I heard anecdotally that the line, I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song, but I just can't remember who to send it to, that he was, what he was talking about there was, he was actually between labels. He left Apple. And of course, he was moving to Warner Brothers. He was about to do this album, Sweet Baby James. But, he was in between. So he wrote the song, but didn't know who to send it to, what publisher or what label. But once you hear his explanation of the song, you know, it's pretty much straight down the line. There's three verses, about three stages of one particular chapter, and a very dark chapter in his life. But it is, despite the original recording being very, very music and mellifluous to listen to, it is a pitch black lament about, about destroyed lives, and perhaps more broadly, the damage we do to ourselves and each other. And the first verse, of course, is Pal Suzanne. And the second verse is his heartfelt plea to help him kick the heroin, because he was very badly addicted. And, won't you look down upon me, Jesus, you've got to help me make a stand. you've just got to see me through another day, and my body's aching, my time is at hand, I just won't make it any other way. But I mean, that's reaching out for sure. He put this verse together, as he said, in he was in his hospital room in Manhattan. He was after returning from the UK to start his recovery. And of course, the third verse is pretty much all about the beginning of that journey, exercising demons from depression to his old man flying machine. And he kind of nicely puts it, I've been walking my mind to an easy time, the calming of his head and my back turned toward the sun. So he's moving forwards and in the direction of restoration.
And he did recover with a remarkable and sustained career to this day. There's a line in the chorus of Fire and Rain which ended up inspiring another classic song written by his lifelong friend, Carole King.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's so true. Himself and Carole King were very close friends there. They still are now, even better probably. And it's worth remembering that this was a time when the whole singer-songwriter thing was changing the shape of pop music. Maybe there was an alignment of the planets happening, but Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and so many more all around that time. There's a whole series, and I hope to cover some more of these great artists over the coming weeks. But these were all emerging. But the thing is, they were all friends starting out, and you know, so this was a real natural response to her friend suffering. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, and of course, she wrote "You've Got a Friend" for him in response to that. And this gives you a real inkling of the caliber of the talent around that time. Of course, Carole King casually plays piano on Fire and Rain too, you know. But so much to the great artist. We don't have all day, and as I say, I'll go into the rest of the story in the next lockdown. But just a little thing, if you don't mind me mentioning, is that when I was doing recording Rock and Roll Kids all those years ago, 26 years ago or whatever it was, the whole sound production of Fire and Rain we used as a template, because I remember myself, and it was kind of a co-production, but it was myself, Brendan Graham, Bill Shanley, great Anto Drennan, Charlie McGettigan, and the lovely drummer Nullick Bridgman. Tim Martin was at the helm, the recording engineer, and we started to put the song down, but we'd no real plan. And I remember turning to everybody and saying, okay guys, just think Fire and Rain. And, you know, as a song and an inspiration, it's been with me for a long time. I was very, very lucky to meet James Taylor back in 2011. And I bored him to death with that story, but I don't mind. That's the way it goes. But it might be a strange thing. I remember talking to him about how I felt he played the guitar as well. And I was thinking he kind of plays the guitar almost like a piano. And I think that has been one of the ways, one of my ways into his some of his fabulous songs, you know.
Well, on piano with James Taylor's timeless classic, Fire and Rain. Paul Harrington, in your own time.
Thanks, Pat.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song, but I just can't remember who to send it to. And I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. Oh, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Oh, won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You've got to help me make a stand. You've just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I just won't make it any other way. And I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. but I always thought that I'd see you again. I've been walking my mind to an easy time with my back turned toward the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. And there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground. Oh, and I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never ever end. I've seen lonely times and when I could not find a friend. Oh, but I always thought that I'd see you just one more time again. I thought I'd see you one more time. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you, fire and rain. Oh, oh, oh,
wonderful. James Taylor's Fire and Rain, as interpreted vocally by Paul Harrington on piano as well. And I must say, it's the first time I've really understood that song. Thanks very much to Paul. Lovely rendition of Fire and Rain, says Angela. Jackie Conboy, what a great version of that song from Paul. After this.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic spine, eye, cancer, and cardiology.
This is News Talk.